Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. The book of Exodus tells us that the sins of the father are passed on through generations. So is it even possible for us to break free from this generational curse? Well, the Word of God tells us that if we will recognize it, repent from it, renounce it, and replace it with His Word, we will be set free indeed. With more on this, here's Deborah Ross.
Today we're talking about the generational curse. What is a generational curse? Well, it's perpetual sin. It's iniquity in a family tree. Or it could be the results of perpetual sin that is passed from one generation to another. You know, sometimes the generational curse is there because someone is not truly born again. They're a counterfeit Christian, or maybe they just don't know the Lord at all. Or maybe they do know the Lord, but they become a victim of Satan's evil devices, perhaps because they have not learned to walk in love, or they're harboring unforgiveness, or they need to repent of certain sinful gates that have allowed the enemy legal ground for occupying their soul. Maybe they haven't learned how to appropriate the blood of Jesus for overcoming the presence, the power, and the penalty of generational sins. And you know, maybe they haven't passed the test. Friend, God does not want us to be in a generational curse. Jesus came to break the curse. Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Jesus paid the price for every curse to be broken off of our lives. So why, then, why are many of us bound? Why in the world are we bound and we feel like we just have this dysfunction? You know, maybe you feel like, you know, if only I had this or that, or you feel like because my parents divorced and now this is happening to me, or I always feel tension between my parents and I, or I feel different, I feel invisible, I feel unloved, I always feel broke, I'm always busted, disgusted. Why was I born into an addictive or abusive family? Why did I marry an abuser? How did I end up marrying someone who won't work? How did I end up divorced, or maybe more than one time? How come my children don't respect me, or maybe even hate me? How did I end up here? My life is a series of bad luck. Why do I keep choosing sin? But you see, friend, the Lord wants you to be free. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So why are we in bondage? Why are we in bondage? Well, friend, let's talk about that today. First of all, let's identify the generational curse. Let's identify the generational curse, and let's identify how to overcome the generational curse once and for all, because that's what Christ paid the price for us to be set free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Now, I find that people are okay with understanding overcoming the devil by the blood of the Lamb. They understand, okay, I've overcome the devil, I've applied the blood to my life, I am saved, so I understand that. I find that people understand the word of their testimony. They understand about sharing their testimony with other people and how that makes them, you know, become stronger in Christ. But what I find is this last part of Revelation 12:11, which I think is key to breaking the generational curse once and for all in your life. It says, "And they love not their lives unto the death." You see, the enemy of our soul is going to push us to the nth degree. The devil is going to push us to the edge. He's going to put us in a position of testing that's just deep in the fire. For everybody has something in their life. Everybody has a little something in their life that the devil says, right there. That's where I'm going to get them, right there. And so the devil is going to push us in that area of our life. And we have to say, you know what? I'm not going to move. I'm going to stand. And having done all, I'm going to stand. And Lord, I will not let go until you bless me. And I will not love my life unto the death. In other words, if I have to die in my faith, that is better than living in fear, doubt, and unbelief. If I have to die in my faith, that is better than living in dysfunction. So when we get to that place in our life, when we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death, when we get to that place where we say, you know what, I'm not moving. I am not moving. I believe God is for me, and I am not moving. That's when we can really break the generational curse in our life. Exodus 20, 5 and 6 says, "For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Now, God wants to show mercy unto thousands of generations in your family tree. He does not want anything to be broken to the third and fourth generation. But friend, sometimes these things happen because we bring things on ourselves. Or maybe we come from a family of dysfunction and we don't know how to get out of the cobweb. You know, iniquity is like a cobweb. It's perpetual sin. It's like you get in this cobweb and you just can't get out of it. You don't even know why you're doing what you're doing. You're like, I want to quit. I want to change, but I just can't do it. And so what we're going to talk about is how to break free. But first of all, we want to identify this. We want to identify how these things got there in the first place so that we can figure out how to break free from it, how to reverse what was put in us. So where do generational curses come from? Well, they can come from lots of ways, but let's talk about a few points today. Generational curses can come from words spoken over you. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." You know, have you ever heard somebody say, you know, you better be careful what you say, you're going to eat those words? And friend, that is so true. The Lord says that death and life are in our own tongue. You know, the Lord created everything we know as this universe by the spoken word. He said, "Let there be," and there was. "Let there be," and there was. And then he created man in his image. So man can say, "Let there be," and it will be. And God says, "Be careful what you say with your mouth, because you will eat the fruit thereof." And sometimes in the generational curse, maybe someone has spoken something into your life. Maybe as a child, a school teacher, a parent, you know, a neighbor, somebody has spoken something into your life that was really, really bad. And you've carried this with you all your life. And so you've allowed yourself to be in this dysfunction because of these words that were spoken into you. Well, maybe the generational curse came from ungodly traditions that are in your family heritage. Colossians 2:8 says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Mark 7:13 says, "Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you." Now listen, we should not elevate tradition above God's word. So often I minister to people who, you know, they're like, "Well, you don't understand. This is the way we've always done it. This is just the way our family is. This is just the way I am." Well, no, we're not going to elevate tradition above God's word, because the traditions of men make the word of God of no effect. So let's come out from among them and be separate. And let's say, "Lord, help me to break free from tradition that takes away from your word. And help me to elevate your word and make it first place in my life." So let's break the generational curse. You know, curses can come sometimes from spiritual DNA. If you go to the doctor these days, they'll ask you, they'll say, "Well, does anybody in your family have a history of this or that?" And they'll even mention mental illness, and they'll even mention addictions. I mean, goodness gracious, addictions? How does that come through your bloodline? What does that have to do with health? You know, but see, the doctors are recognizing the generational curse coming through the bloodline, and they're charting these things. They're making a list of these things and charting it so they can study it. But friend, it's already in God's word. So we want to recognize that, you know, if we have something in our family tree, let's say we have addictions in our family tree, you know, if we just recognize it, repent of it, and when the devil comes and tries to put this on us, he tries to slip it into our life somehow, we have to be keen and say, "You know what? That's not for me. That is not for me." Because just because it happened back there, it's not going to happen here. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. So DNA, sometimes generational curses are passed down through DNA. Okay. maybe cults, false gods, witchcraft. You know, God doesn't like these things. In fact, let's read 2 Chronicles 33:1-6. It says, Manasseh did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. It says, and he caused his children to pass through the fire. That's a generational curse. In the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. So you see, if we want to come out from among them and be separate, if we want to break the curse in our life, we've got to turn our backs on witchcraft, on cults. And if we have those things in our family tree, we have to renounce it and say, you know what, that is not for me. I don't believe in that. I'm not going to accept that as being truth. I'm not going to agree with that. And so we have to get our heart to agree with God and not to agree with the world. Horoscopes, you know, and I think about toys, like there's certain toys that are given to children that are, you know, like seance type toys. And this is all witchcraft. And we need to clean our houses out and we need to repent of these things. And then there's just choosing a lifestyle of sin. You know, the generational curse comes from sin. Maybe we've been raised in a Christian home, but we have rebelled and we've chosen sin. And we have to turn our back on that and repent and say, God, forgive me. I was wrong. Please help me. So you see, when we're in this generational curse, God does not want us to be in that. He wants us to be free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Satan wants us to be in the curse. And I think, friend, that the key is to recognize, repent, renounce, and replace. If you can't see it, you can't turn from it. So you have got to see what the problem is. You have got to repent from that problem. You've got to renounce it. Don't agree with it anymore. Don't agree that you can't help it. Don't agree that that it's okay. You've got to disagree with it. And then you've got to replace it, God's word, where that was. So find God's word, which is the truth, to replace with the lie. And let's go back once again to the scripture that I read earlier, which is Revelation 12:11. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So friend, apply the blood of Jesus to your life. Appropriate the blood of Jesus. Flesh out the blood of Jesus. Flesh out the word of God in your life. Because Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And then don't give up. Don't give up. Love not your lives unto the death. Say, Lord, I will not let go until you bless me. I will not move. I will stand. And having done all, I will stand. And when you pass the test, whatever your test is, when you pass that test, you have won the victory. So I want to encourage you today to know that God is for you. He is for you to be free once and for all. Whatever that dysfunction is in your life, He is for you. So just be strong, pass the test, and get the victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.